1FM 91.3, Glenn and the Flying Dutchman, living the good life with Standard Chartered Cards. Welcome once again to Health Sense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital.
Okay, let's talk families.
Yes, shall we?
Family planning is one of the biggest steps that you can take in your journey towards parenthood. If one of your New Year resolutions includes preparing yourself and your partner to conceive, what are some of the things that you should prepare yourself for to welcome the amazing new life? I mean, I've got four kids. I know exactly what that's like. It is the best journey in the world.
You say that now because they're all grown up.
No. I've always believed that. Best journey in the world. We have obstetrician and gynecologist from Glen Eagles Hospital, Singapore, Dr. Irene Chua with us. Dr. Chua, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting Glenn and Flying Dutchman.
Thanks for being here, Dr. Chua.
So, will lifestyle habits, smoking, drinking, late nights affect your chances of conceiving? They will, won't they?
Did you do any of those?
Yeah, I don't want to go into that. But they do, don't they?
Yes, I'm sure they play a certain amount of importance in determining whether we get to conceive or not. So everything in moderation, I would say. If they do smoke, cut down. If they do drink, maybe in just social drinking would be good enough.
Right. I do have one other question. Does weight play a role in a difficulty to conceive? People who are overweight?
Well, I think they may face slight difficulty or they may take a bit longer, but we do have a good number of bigger women getting pregnant. Right. I can't say it totally will affect fertility because we do see big women carrying their babies as well. But of course, we don't expect everybody to be of an ideal body mass.
Absolutely.
Too skinny, difficult. Too big, difficult. But there are instances. Even if they can't, there are times that there are things that we can do to help them.
Thank you, Dr. Chua.
All right, when we come back, I would like to find out when it's better to get pregnant. When you're younger or older. Stay tuned.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM
91.3. 1FM 91.3. Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Living the good life with Standard Chartered Cards. Welcome back to Health Sense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital. We have with us Dr. Irene Chua, obstetrician and gynecologist with Glen Eagles Hospital, Singapore.
I was about to ask you, that question. I mean, in the past, people would say, look, it's best to get pregnant when you're younger because once you hit the age of 35 or older, there are risks involved. But now with the advance in medicine and more and more women, I think, are getting pregnant at a later age, does that still hold true?
Absolutely true in the sense that more women are getting pregnant at an older age because of, I think, social circumstances, education. But ideally, you're right to say that it is still best to get pregnant. In fact, in the olden days, it's like 16 years old.
Yeah, you know, 16,
the emperors, concubines, princesses. Early 20s is the best. Their labor is so smooth. When it comes to late 30s, there's a little bit more challenges. But yes, you're right. With the advent of medical science, I mean, we can do our best to help with the pregnancy. But there still could be the inevitables.
Right.
Thank you, Dr. Chua.
All right, don't go anywhere. When we come back, I have a burning question for Dr. Chua.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. Glenn and the Flying Dutchman here, living the good life with Standard Chartered Cards. Welcome to Health Sense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital.
We have with us Dr. Irene Chua, obstetrician and gynecologist with Glen Eagles Hospital, Singapore.
I've been wanting to ask, someone this question, and now that you're here, when parents are expecting a baby, right, and they have the choice to know the sex of the baby, how many parents go for it and how many parents say, no, I don't want to know?
Well, they would want to know by a certain time. I would say 10% don't want to know until the baby's born.
Okay.
But these days, as you know, this thing called gender reveal.
Gender reveal parties.
So they will eventually know by the time it's 4 to 5 months. But before that, they probably will just wait and see.
It's interesting because Nicole, my daughter, first baby she didn't want to know and she was fine with it. Second baby, they agreed, I don't want to know. She went for a scan last week. And then she comes out of the scan and she WhatsApps us going, I wish I knew what it was.
Oh, I thought you were about to say she went for it and found
still,
out.
She's sticking to the deal with her husband, but she desperately wants to know. Is there a way to control the gender of a child?
Well, I think all of us wish there is. And all the patients wish there is, but I mean, there's so many myths, so many stories about what the men should be eating, when they should be together, the lunar calendar, the moon.
Yeah.
But I think eventually it's just by luck.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's how I feel, but I know a lot of people feel otherwise.
There are a lot of grandmother's tales about what you should do.
I wouldn't refute them completely.
Really?
But I mean, I can let them try, but eventually, if it doesn't work out, you take the responsibility. Like.
Yeah. Dr. Chua, thank you so much for joining us. It's been such a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Another
fantastic Health Sense where we have learnt so much.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, when we first started doing this show, Health Sense, we were thinking sometimes it's just, common sense. Common sense is not enough. You need health sense.
And you need to be informed and you need to be accurately informed to make the right decisions and the right choices. And we hope we've brought that to you with the help of Gleneagles Hospital Singapore.
That's right. Thank you so much. This has been another edition of Health Sense. I'm Glenn. He's the Flying Dutchman. We'll catch